Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We won't go beyond 7 p.m., so don't be afraid. I know we prayed a little longer today because of Ablaze. By this time next week, Ablaze is already here. Amen. Kicking off on Thursday powerfully. Are you expecting God's visitation? God is really going to visit us. And our lives will never be the same again. I just want to prepare your hearts for a blaze. That's what I want to do tonight. I've been teaching on how to be led by the Spirit of God for about 3 months. And it is time to begin to practice those things. The leading of the Holy Spirit. God's word will be coming to us powerfully. At a blaze from Thursday night to Friday morning session, and then Friday evening session, and then Saturday evening session, and then, of course, there's a picnic Saturday morning for you guys, whatever the plan is, and then the grand finale will be on Sunday morning. One of the features of a blaze is that God's word always goes out powerfully. So I want to encourage you, please. This time, don't come alone. Invite your own family members, including your parents. Those who can come physically, let them come. Those who cannot come physically, let them join online. Your family members, because I believe that God also is going to visit our families so that it won't just be you hearing God's word. Let everybody be hearing the word at the same time. If they can't come here physically, let them join online. I want to share one or two scriptures to prepare our hearts tonight. Because you see, it is one thing for God's word to go out. It's another for you to receive it and then run with it and then produce fruit and then be blessed by it. Everybody hears the word. Many people hear the word. But how many people actually produce result from the same word that they hear? The same word that was preached to us was preached unto them, but the word did not profit them. Why? Because it wasn't mixed with faith in them that had it. Let me share Luke chapter 8 with you very quickly. Jesus spoke a parable, and it was the parable of the sower. I take it from verse 5. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Because faith cometh by hearing. So one of the things that you will do for yourself when you come to a blaze is to hear. Don't be distracted by whatever is going on, activities here and there. The moment it is time for God's word, everybody sits down to hear, because this is going to be one meeting where God will transform our lives. Can I have an amen to that? Let him that has ears hear. Ears to hear. Let him hear. These were the words of the master, the words of the Lord Jesus, the head of the church. If you have a red letter Bible, you will find these words in red letters. Red words always win. Red words win every time. Can I have an amen to that? And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said unto them, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand." Somebody say, "God, give me understanding." Now the parable is this. He was now explaining the parable. He said, "The seed is the word of God." Somebody said the seed is the word of God. At a blaze, the seed of God's word will be sown in your heart. The word of God will come as a seed, and the seed will be sown. He said, those by the wayside are they that hear, then commit the devil. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. The Lord Jesus understands the operations of the realm of the spirit. Does he understand or not? Does he see into the realm of the spirit or not? As a matter of fact, he himself is in the realm of the spirit. He was teaching this while he was on earth during his physical earthly ministry. But he was telling them the operations of Satan in the realm of the spirit. Then cometh the devil. What does he come to do? And taketh away the word out of their hearts. Why? Lest they should believe and be saved. Because if they should believe, whatever it is that is troubling them, they will be saved from it. If the word lays, takes hold of your heart, your situation will change. That's what Jesus is saying. But so that they will not believe that word, so that their lives, their situations will not change, so that they can remain the same in bondage, the devil cometh when? When does he come? He cometh, okay, we'll see that in the other scripture I'm going to read in Mark. That one says, he cometh immediately. Luke says, the devil cometh. I'll show you Mark's account. Lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. Woo! Excitement. The scream. And these have no root. That's the rock. No root. Which for a while believe. And in time of temptation, fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked. They are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. So the word of God can be choked. You can hear the word and the word can be choked. Choked with what? Cares. The worries of this life. DJ Mimu. The little people. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, I need to hustle. I need to do this. You need to make time for God's word if you are going to be a serious Christian. You can't be too busy for God's word. Some people receive the word and the cares of this word, kirakita, 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 up and down, up and down, up and down. We choke the word and the word will not bring forth fruit in their lives. Can you imagine people live 65 years, 79 years, 86 years, 92 years, and the word is choked and they really do not bring forth fruit? What a life. What a waste. What a waste. Our own generation will be different in the name of Jesus. People run around all their lives. I don't want to run around all my life. I want to serve God in the days of my youth. I want to understand purpose. I want to understand why he created me and I want to follow through. Does it mean we shouldn't go to work? I never said so. Go to work. Even your work is part of your mission. Are you getting what I'm saying? You turn your banking hall into your pulpit. That's where you... I don't mean you have to be preaching at every customer, but by the way you conduct yourself in your place of work, they can see Christ in you. You don't steal like other people. You don't lie like other people. You don't come late to work like other people. If you're a doctor, you're a nurse, whatever you do, you turn what you do into your pulpit. You're a salesperson. You sell with joy. Listen, there's something different about you. All your mates, they're always depressed. The other sales reps from the same company. Why are you so different? Do you make the most sales? Well, I don't make the most sales yet, but I'm going to make it very soon. But why are you always joyful? Because the joy of the Holy Ghost is in me. Who is the Holy Ghost? You have to have Jesus first before you can receive the Holy Ghost. You are ministering Christ already. For some people, it's just the money they concentrate on. Just the money. The money from the business. The money from the sales. I have to make 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 sales for 45 years. When they now become 82, they are useless to themselves, useless to the government, useless to the kingdom. Then that's the time I want to serve Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus when all your teeth are gone. What a waste. What a waste. A man went to the U.S. Embassy. After he retired from civil service, he applied.
to a school in America, a Bible school, Bible seminary. At the U.S. Embassy in Lagos, the consular officer asked him, what have you been doing all these years when you had all the energy? He said, I've been working as a civil servant. I've been doing this, I've been doing that. And I said, okay, now you're retired. He said, yes, I'm retired. Now you want to go and you want to go to Bible school? He said, yes, I want to go to Bible school now. I want to be a full-time minister. We have time now to preach the gospel all over the world. The man said, I'm not going to give you the visa. He said, because if I give you the visa, when you get to Bible school in America, you'll be sleeping. You're tired. A man said, don't work. No. I am saying even your work is part of your assignment. Are you getting what I'm saying? We must have a different mindset now. Don't chase money, 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 money. You forget about God. One day, you will run into a situation that only God can help you. We all run into it in life. Where money is put to shame. A particular billionaire in Nigeria many years ago by the name MK Abiola, his wife died of cancer. The man said, shame on money. Was had money. When money was money. When money was money was when Abiola had money. The shame of money. They tried to get if there was any medical care in any part of the world that money could pay for, he was ready. I remember one of my friends also, whose father is late now. He was a king. The man was rich. He had a lot of money and property. In UCH, the man was begging. He said, doctor, save my life. Save my life. I have money. I have money. Don't let me die. His first son was the one telling me. Then my daddy was crying that day like a baby. The doctor saved my life. Doctors can't save your life. But when somebody is at such a state of health, doctor looks like the angel. That's why if the doctor shakes his head and said, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. Oh, all hope will fly out of the window. My friends, before we get to that point in life, you better serve God with your life. You better allow God's word to take root in your heart. Because the day will come, you will need God. Every man will be tested in life. But Peter said, when the fiery trial comes, he said, don't think it's strange. It's a fiery trial that will try everybody. Life itself will try you. Life will test you. But will you stand? Will you be solid? What can make you solid is what I'm sharing with you tonight. To make room for God's word in your life. Make room. Make room. Not sugar prayer, 5 minutes. Cannot do it. Are you getting what I'm saying? The word was choked. What choked the word? The cares of this world, riches, and pleasures of this life. I can't keep myself. I want a good life. I want to enjoy myself. Those things also choke God's word. And this is a generation where people really want to be happy. They want to enjoy life. There's only one life. I have to enjoy it. Meaning, when a slave is eating bread, according to that Yoruba proverb, he said the slave is eating his scalp. Scalp. All the money. You walk. They give you 15 naira. You use that 15 naira to buy bread. I'm enjoying myself. No savings, nothing. He's eating his future today. Chase after Jesus, not after things. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first, not second. He didn't just say, seek ye the kingdom of God. He added the word first. That is what to seek now. That's why you must bring your family members to Ablaze. Bring your friends. Let them come and sit down to hear God's word. Those who can't come physically, let them join online. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, listen, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. I love that. It is not the same day you hear God's word that you have the result that you want. It is the same moment you receive God's word that the word begins to work. But the outward expression of what you are waiting for, what you are expecting, what they call results, will take time. It will happen over time. It may not happen overnight. It will happen over time. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some of us know that we can never be stranded in life. We can never end up as failures. We will never end our lives being devastated and destroyed by the devil. Why? Because we give the word of God priority and we place a premium on the word in our lives. We know that we may not bring forth the results right now, but we know that over time, we are going to bring forth results because we will bear forth fruit with patience. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when the word of God comes, faith and patience always work together. If you are not a patient Christian, you will dabble into diabolical things. That's why there are pastors today. Pastors who are actually worshiping the devil. They've gone to the devil to get diabolical power to run the ministry because they cannot wait. They can't be patient to be winning souls. One today, another one tomorrow, another two. And then church is growing gradually. And then gradually in 1 year we are 14. 14K. In 2 years we are 28. Does it mean that in 28 years we are going to be 56? No. And then if you have ever run a church, I don't think any of you has ever run a church. I mean, I was there when this church started. There are times that you have 28, you are very happy. But then you have a service and then 28 reduces to 14. You say, oh my God. Oh my God, what is going on? There is always that initial groundbreaking, phase. They're just breaking the ground. You keep laboring. You keep laboring. You follow up. You call on the phone. You visit. You pray with them. You disciple them. There is always that period. But not today. The pastors of today don't have that time. Just get on social media, speak good English, put a fizzy, rent a hotel. You can't use a hall like this. There is no air conditioner here. Nobody likes that. A posh place, and then you to drive a posh car and let the media always be showing your Lexus Jeep, so that people can see that the word is really working. So they want to follow who has results. That's why many of them have gone diabolical, including some of your online apostles that you don't know. And it's not in my place to tell you. What I need to tell you is what I'm telling you. If you like, follow. The man has crowd. It's not about crowd. When people are not patient, look, God is not a magician. His word works with patience. If anybody cannot be patient, they will steal, they will kill, they will destroy. If you run your business and you can't run it with patience, you will end up cutting corners because you want to make it chop, chop, pa, pa, pa. I can't wait. I need to have a good life, and I need to have it right now. That's why a 300-level student in UI who is supposed to be battling with his mathematics and economics is already thinking of how to buy a G-Wagon at 300 level. You will steal, definitely. You will kill. You will destroy. That's why they go into Yahoo. The girls who can't wait, they go into runs. And they have big men who can pay them one night, give you 1 million. Glory be to God. That's how they have HIV. In the same manner. That's how some will not even have HIV, but a demon will be given to them. They will be gifted a demon. The demon that they will be serving for the rest of their lives. And they say they are the big girls on campus. iPhone 16, 17 Pro Max or iPhone 20. They will soon discover that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he has. In the days, look, if you are running a family and you don't want to learn to be patient, you will dabble into things. You will dabble into things. Every great man you see today that is truly great, go and check their story. They didn't start great. Unless they were born into greatness. Because for some, their parents were already great and they were born into it and they maintained it. And because they were properly trained, they learned how to maintain it because even wealth does not last every generation. The Bible says it, money develops wings and flies away. There are generations that we have known who used to be rich. Today, the children are poor. The grandchildren are poor. But the grandparents were rich. Because wealth does not endure to all generations. The word of God works with patience. You bring forth fruit with patience. If you cannot be patient, I am telling you, if you're a lady, you will sleep around. You will go into jazz. Because in the place of sleeping around, they will introduce you to Kayamata. Because Kayamata will make the thing very sweet. So that when men, a man gets into you like this, oh my God, he will forget his address. And he will be pouring all the money on you. And I'm telling you, as surely as money is coming, problem is also coming. I can tell you that. The devil doesn't give anybody free lunch. Nobody. They may look like, oh, they are getting away with it. Nobody gets away. Where the devil is so evil. When you remove the D in his name, he remains evil. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? A pastor that will not bring forth fruit with patience will also bring forth fruit. But it will also bring forth trouble. I pray for you. May you not bring forth for trouble. And may you not bring forth trouble. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. And he has no sorrows to it. No sorrows to it. Some people, when they see a rich man around like this, and let me warn you, church, as we God is working in this ministry, and as we are growing, all kinds of people will be coming. Don't feel inferior to anybody. For example, a celebrity joins us now, after service, now go to them, hey, excuse me, can I take a picture with you? If I catch you, you will hear the word you have never heard before in your life. A celebrity is just a normal human being like you. One head, two eyes, one nose, two nostrils, one mouth. Can I have an amen? Plus two lips. Let people be. Not everybody likes to be bothered. They didn't come because they wanted to take pictures with anybody. They came to a church. They wanted a place where they could just worship, fellowship, and go. In the presence of God, there are no celebrities. Everybody's the same. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you meet them outside in the place of business, hey, go and take selfie. Because some of you, you don't feel complete unless you take a selfie with somebody that you think is somebody. Paul said, I don't even want to know anything about you but Christ and him crucified. He said, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Are you getting what I'm saying? You yourself, you're a celebrity. Are you getting what I'm saying? And some people, when you bother them like that, they won't come back to your church. Church, you know, as in I got there, they didn't even let me breathe. I couldn't even breathe. Everybody, pop, pop, pop. I got so tired. Some of the ladies stained me with lipstick. Oh, God. Church, did you hear what I said tonight? Let me give you one more scripture and then we'll close. Mark chapter 4. The same thing Jesus said, he said again in Mark chapter 4. I'm not going to read everything. I'm just going to go straight to the points I need. In verse 14, it said, the sower soweth the word. So the seed that is being sown is the word of God. What I'm teaching you tonight is the seed of God's word. That is what is coming at a blaze. Every session, back to back, the seed will be sown. But the question I'm asking you tonight is, will you bring forth fruit? Will you allow your life to produce the product, the result that can only come from God's word? And let me tell you something. Whatever comes from God's word is everlasting. Nothing can be taken from it. Nothing can be added to it. The Lord doeth it. Can I have an amen to that? If you go quickly to verse. Yeah, let me now give the interpretation. And these are they, verse 15. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately. You see, Mark said that. Luke didn't say immediately. Mark said it. Immediately, Satan cometh and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. When the devil wants somebody to remain on the same spot, as the word of God is coming, you'll be criticizing the word. You'll be maybe you don't like the preacher. Or maybe his pair of trousers is too big. People can be so distracted. Look, this man doesn't know how to dress. Is that why you came to church? Are you getting what I'm saying? That distraction is Satan stealing the word from your heart. He will even encourage you. Hate him more. Despise him. Who is he? Who does he think he is? He can't even speak good English. His German is poor. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Come on, man. You know what is happening? The devil is stealing the word from your heart. He doesn't want the word to stay. It will distract you so that he can. Because if the word stays, your life will change. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let's be smarter than that guy. And these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Woo! Preach it! Right? But they have no root in themselves. And so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. There are people that are offended in the church. They're offended at God, offended with pastor, offended with everyone. When you're offended, the word of God cannot take root in your life. And if it doesn't take root, it can't prosper you. You're just hearing. As it's entering from the left ear, it is going out through the right ear. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. I'm preparing our heart for what is coming. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches. Riches are deceitful. That's all you see in your life. What the car somebody's driving. Do you know how he got the car? Deceitfulness of riches. A car that somebody can have today, tomorrow they don't have it anymore. A car that somebody can even have and be enjoying it. Tomorrow another model comes out and it's the latest model. And that car becomes old model. I remember growing up in Mokola back in the day when we used to hear that people did money rituals. The people that did money rituals were old people, elderly people. Not today that 21-year-old, 22-year-olds are doing money rituals because they want to drive a Lexus or a Mercedes. Back in the day, it was people that were 65, 70 that were already becoming useless. You know, they could use any part of their body to do rituals. And what type of car did they buy? Back in the day, some of them bought Volkswagen Santana. Volkswagen Santana. If they give you that Santana now, you will almost curse whoever gives you. It's no longer in vogue. Some of them bought Honda Prelude. Honda Prelude. You guys don't know Prelude? Prelude is very small like this. That's two doors. Coupe. Some of them bought what we used to call Baby Benz. Baby Benz was Mercedes 180, very small. Four doors. That was what they bought. Some of them bought Peugeot. Peugeot 404. Peugeot 404. Man, before you can get that now, you need to get to a museum. You get what I mean? And even regular Benz 200. Regular Benz 200 back in the day. It was the in thing. If they give you regular Benz now, you're like, man, what is this? Who is driving regular Benz in this time and age? They're talking GLE, GL, ML, CLA, GLK. Even they don't produce GLK anymore. So now they have GLA, they have CLA, and some other classes of Mercedes. Who is talking about Shagari? Shagari, very long. Very long. That was what they bought back in the day. If they give you now, you won't like it. Hey man, Dad, I can't be driving this car. It's all manual, man. It's old school. You get what I mean? But some people shed blood because of that. Then, deceitfulness of riches. And today, they are miserable. Their children are miserable. Grandchildren are miserable. Because they could not wait to bring forth fruit with patience. I'm wrapping this up very quickly. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things. What is lust? Lust means strong desire. Strong desire of other things outside of God. Entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground. Listen, this is where I'm going. Such as hear the word and receive it. Somebody say, I receive it. As I hear the word at a blaze, I receive it. And I bring forth fruit with patience. Now, Mark told us the different categories of result. Even among the people who hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit with patience, we don't all bring forth fruit on the same level. Luke didn't tell us that. Mark told us that. These were the words of Jesus. Those ones only recorded it, but the way they recorded it were different. So Mark recorded that the Lord Jesus actually said, which is true, some will bring forth 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. And I want to ask you tonight, how much, what level, what category do you belong to? 30-fold? Okay, 60-fold? How about 100-fold? That's what you want. And you will have it in Jesus' name. This is my charge to you. Tonight. This is my charge to you tonight. And if you go further down in Mark from verse 26, you can read that when you get home, all the way to verse 29. Maybe I just encourage you with this. The Lord Jesus spoke about the kingdom. He said the kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Don't forget the word of God. And should sleep and rise night and day. And the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. He doesn't know how the seed grows up. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. I've taught this before. I'm going to teach it again at Bible study. When you plant a seed, the first thing that comes out after a couple of days is the blade. First, the blade. Somebody said the blade. He said, then the ear. Say the ear. And after that, the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle because the harvest is come. Now, in wrapping it all up, don't worry. As the word of God comes and you begin to apply it to your life, watch out for your blade. Watch out for your blade. Your blade is something that shows up like an encouragement. When it shows up as an encouragement, don't despise it. Water it. Nurture it. Give God praise. Thank God for it. Glory be to God. Like, you are believing God for something big. Let me say, for example, say you need ₦1,000,000 and a blaze is coming. Pastor Fred said everybody should sow a seed towards a blaze. We should give something. And then, I don't have more than ₦50,000, but I need ₦1,000,000. Now, this ₦50,000 can't meet my ₦1,000,000 need. Therefore, it's a seed. Whatever you have that can't meet your need, you turn it to a seed. It's a seed. So you sow it. And then you trust God. Well, Lord, I trust you. I believe you. You know my state. But I thank you for the opportunity to be part of what is happening. It could happen 3 months down the line. Somebody sends you, or God gives you a job, a business shows up, and then 250,000 or 200,000 show up. Bah! 200,000. Wow. But it's not up to 1 million. 1 million is what you need. You see that 200,000? That's your blade. You've sown your seed. When you sow a seed, after a while, your blade will show up. If you don't sow anything, there's no blade. Those of you that did agriculture, you know when you plant, there is something called monocotyledon or dicotyledon, right? It comes after some days. The seed will go to the earth. It will die, first of all. After dying, it will begin to germinate. The first leaf or couple of leaves that show up, that's your blade. When a farmer sees that, the farmer does say, nonsense. I planted corn. After 1 week, two leaves showed up. And then he uproots it angrily. Wait, will he ever have a harvest? Come on now, talk to me, church. But when you see that, that means harvest is coming. Amen? That means there is a future. Amen? That's the way it works. These are not my words. These are the words of the Lord Jesus, the head of the church. The blade will show up. When you see your 200K, that's your blade. It could even be 100K. That's your blade. Don't despise it. Thank God for it. Worship him for it. The blade will develop into the ear. That's a bigger one, a bigger form of it. And then the full corn. That's the way God brings a harvest into our lives. In the course of trusting God for finances for this convention, I've seen the blade already. As a ministry, we sow into people's lives from time to time, people that have needs and all of that. Some of them church members, some of them, they call for help from outside. And so we are regular sowers of seed. I sow on a personal level. I sow on behalf of the ministry. We also pay our tithe to the adult church. We ensure that goes out every month. So we are not owing by the grace of God. Those are seeds that we sow. So I said to the Lord as I was in my hotel in Lagos on Sunday, I woke up in the morning and I was just praising God. The devil was going to make me worry on Saturday night. Hey, a blaze is around the corner and you need a lot of money. Bills are staring you in the face. How do you give honoraria to your guest ministers? Or will they just finish ministering and just give them a handshake and the man, God bless you. We were really blessed. Thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And then they go back. No? We've never done that. We're not going to do it. We give a honorarium. And I mean a honorarium, not a dishonorarium. So the devil was going to get me to worry about it. I said, no, you're not going to make me pray emergency prayer. God, what? Look at us. Time is going. No, I won't pray like that. When you are in believing, you have joy and peace. Romans 15, 13. When you are in believing, when you are in faith, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So I got joy. I maintained my joy and my peace. And I was praising God. Saturday night, went to bed, slept like a baby. Sunday morning, I woke up to praise him again. The thoughts came again. You know how the devil works? What are you going to do now? 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 I said, shut up! I'm going to praise God right now. Woo! Father, I bless your name because all our needs are met. Amen? When I was done praising God and then getting ready for church Sunday morning, I had a couple of services that last Sunday morning. It just dawned on me to check my phone. You know, maybe I had some message I needed to quickly respond to before dashing to the bathroom, getting ready, and all of that. And I checked, and behold, there was a seed from one of us who is no longer in the country. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, that's your blade. Our blade showed up. Amen. Praise God. I mean, it doesn't pay all of our bills. It can't pay all of our bills, but it will take care of a significant part of the budget. And I began to praise God. And I began to praise God. I said, wow, Lord. I mean, there was no conversation with this person. No private email. No. And as a matter of fact, sorry, I'm taking a bit of time, but we're closing. Maybe this will encourage your faith. In my mind, in the natural, I had thought I was going to reach out to her and say, come on, are you okay? Don't you know that Ablaze is coming? Do you have another father? You know, to just bamboozle her and just intimidate her and say, don't you know I'm your spiritual father? Why can't you look back and do something? This system was a blessing to you when you were here. You should be a blessing now. And don't even think about anybody, because you probably don't know the person I'm talking about. And in my mind, when the devil tried to pressure me on Saturday, he was trying to pressure me to make those kind of desperate moves to kind of pressure some people. That you gotta give. And guess what? Because they honor me, they will give. But when you pressure people to give, what they will give is different from when the Holy Ghost actually puts it in their heart to give. There is giving in. When they give in, like, oh, pastor's gonna choke me. Let me just send something. The temptation was high on Saturday night because time was running out. But I refused. I just blatantly refused to go into anybody's DM. And if you have friends anywhere, ask them if I ever came to their DM to say, why don't you give something? No, nobody. I have learned that when life pressures me to also go and pressure the word of God, don't pressure people. Pressure the word. But my God, Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply how much of your need? According to what? Come and talk to me. Preach to me, church. According to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's going to be by Christ Jesus. How rich is Christ Jesus? Can he pay your bills? I don't pressure people. I pressure the word. I have pressured people before. It didn't work. And what do you get out of pressuring people? Disrespect. Dishonor. Whether you know it or not, the honor they had for you before will reduce. Even if it's only 5%. And in some cases, 95%. In some cases, 101%. No more honor. Now they see your call. They don't pick your call anymore. They block you. What kind of nonsense is that? I mean, if I ever call you in your life, you should be happy to receive my call. Can I have an amen? I mean, when my father and the Lord calls me, my hand is shaking to pick his call. I saved his name as Baba, Baba. So when my phone is ringing and I see Baba, I hold the phone with my two hands. like Jesus is calling me. Amen. Praise God. But can you imagine? May it never happen. May that day never come. That the same person will call me. And I'm, hello, sir. How are you, sir? Oh, I will send it. Send the call, send me. That's how they'll be pressuring people. It's not nice. It's not good. I'm telling you, I had this particular person in mind that Saturday night. Because she's someone, well, quite close, a daughter. And I thought, well, she should be able to do something. And I was going to pressure. That was what the devil wanted me to do. But I remember that we have sown seeds. Let our blade show up. Once the blade shows up, I know. Amen. Something bigger is coming. The blade showed up Sunday morning. Praise God. Amen. And I'm still trusting God for the ear between now and before I blaze. And I'm trusting God for the full corn even before I blaze. Amen. Don't pressure people. Pressure the word. Have you learned something tonight? I'll share another testimony very briefly. One of my young men in this church, we had a conversation this morning and I was telling him certain things I wanted to do. And we're talking about a blaze. And he also, you know, wanted to sow a seed towards a blaze. And I knew a channel where money could come to him. And he knows that I know. So he said to me, Pastor, can we do something along that line? And I said to him, no, don't pressure anybody. If I talk to that person will send money. But don't let us do that. I said, let's pressure the word. And he's a man of faith. He said, whoa, praise God, sir. We receive it in the name of Jesus on WhatsApp. God is my eternal witness. I was driving to pick my children, my kinder, in school this evening. On my way, normally when I'm driving, I don't pick calls. The same person he told me to help speak to on his behalf, the same person was calling me. And immediately I knew that this was going to be a good call because I said to him, let's pressure the word. I picked the call. Normally when I'm driving, I don't pick calls. I picked this one. Amen, praise God. I put it on speaker because this was not a call to say, I'm busy, I'm sorry, I'm driving. This is a call to receive. Amen. And we spoke and the lady didn't stop talking. We kept speaking and we were speaking almost 5 minutes. And I didn't say, I'm driving, because it was good news and it was good news and it was good news. And then she said, Pastor, overnight, I'm going to try and do something for et cetera, I said, glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I said, amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise. Without pressuring. This word cannot fail. My life, I don't know about your life, my life can never fail because I stand on God's word. And your life will never fail. Amen. This is God's word. If you believe it, it will work for you. If you don't, it won't. Have a good night. Can you put this up? Everybody, let's say grace. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Father, we thank you for ablaze season. Ablaze is here on us, and we're very expectant of your divine visitation, and we receive divine visitation, all of us, on site and online, in the name of Jesus. And our lives will never be the same again. And Lord, as many as have given towards ablaze, bless them abundantly, O God. And as many as have not given yet, but they are trusting you because they really want to give, Lord, open up the portals of heaven. Let resources come to them. All right. I rebuke you, devil. Take your dirty hands off of the finances of God's children. Do it now in the name of Jesus. And I release God's angels, ministering spirits, according to Hebrews 1:14, to go and bring every child of God here good seed to sow. A bountiful harvest on their seed sown, so they can give bountifully to God's work in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing all of us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Somebody shout amen.
Thank Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know Him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in Him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG, or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.